At the Sabbath Church family.
At the Sabbath.
God is good.
Amen.
God is so wonderful and He is good. I want to ask you to pray for me this morning, because this message is not easy. I'm almost preaching to myself, but I hope the Lord will also touch your heart.
Amen.
And make a difference into our lives. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your love.
Yes.
This morning we've come here so you can speak to us. I pray that every word, every thought should reflect your heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's message, the cross bearer. The cross bearer. Who is carrying your cross? Who is carrying your cross? Sometimes I get surprised. I don't want to blame anybody or point to anybody's finger. No. Sometimes you see somebody wearing a chain with a cross, maybe a earring. But a couple months ago, I think I spoke about a flag, King Philip of Spain, a flag with a cross. I always wonder, what does it mean to that person? Is it a fashion? How does it bring close to you? The cross bearer. And that's why this morning I pick up this subject. The cross bearer. Who is carrying your cross? What do we learn from the cross? The cross helps us see the love and wisdom of God, plan of salvation. John 3:16, as my sister this morning, the children's message. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The cross helps us see the consequence of sin and inability to save ourselves. See, you need Christ to save you. I need Christ to save me. Your only salvation is on Christ. Matthew 27, verse 54. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified, exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." The cross shows us how we called to be followers of Christ. Are you a follower of Christ? Do you live according to what he says? How does your neighbor see? This morning we were talking on Sabbath school about Paul and the missionary and so forth. I was glad somebody said, "You know what, I might not go that far, but maybe you are needed just right here in Vista Church. Maybe just outside, somebody need you." The cross bearer. The cross also shows us the seriousness of the matter. You see, Luke 9:23 says, "Then he said to them all, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. Clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Jesus is our crossbearer. You can go to him, he will carry your cross. But guess what? You also have something to do. Are you going to see your neighbor there and not help them? Are you going to see your church member not help them? You also have a role to play. I do have a role to play. But Christ, he's already ahead of us. The scripture reading we read in Matthew 11, 28, verse 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is what? My burden is light. I always wondered, you know, in the Bible there are so many scriptures, so many stories, but this story caught my heart. And I went and did a research trying to find out what happened. And I did not get very far, but I got the message. Simon of Cyrene. Simon of Cyrene. Those who I'm sure you read in the Bible, the story of Jesus. When he was going up, carrying the cross, the soldiers came and they told Simon of Cyrene to carry what? To carry the cross. So I asked myself, God could have sent 10,000 angels and just carry the cross right up. Who is this man? Who is this man? Simon of Cyrene. Now, Simon of Cyrene, you may correct me, but when you say Cleveland Kisaka, Kisaka is my last name. But if you do not know my last name, you might get maybe a little confused that, you know, who is this Cleveland? Because there are so many Cleveland. The Bible said Simon of Cyrene. That means he came from Cyrene. He must have came from somewhere. He came from somewhere. Simon of Cyrene were the men compelled by the Romans to carry the cross of Jesus of Nazareth. As Jesus was taken to his crucifixion, according to all the three Gospels, if you look up on the map in front of you, I'd like you to travel with me. That is Cyrene. It's up in North Africa. That's where the African continent ends, right on the middle. Today, we'll say that place is Libya, close to Benghazi up there. Cyrene. That's where he came from. Now, when I went to the Bible, I only saw three places. Maybe there's more. Maybe I still need to do research. But I read three places, and I'd like to read for you this morning. Matthew 27, verse 32. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. Keep your mind there. They forced him to do what? To carry the cross. Mark 15, verse 21. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way from the country and forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Now, Mark goes a little bit deeper. He was the father of Alexander and Rudolf. So you cannot confuse that is another Simon. No, it was him. Now, is it coincidence that maybe it just happened that he was there when it was happening? How strong was he? But I got a point this morning. He saw Jesus face to face. And something happened to him. He was changed. On the Bible, I kind of search a bit to see if I can find something more about Simon. But after doing other research somewhere else, I found that eventually he ended up in Egypt. And he was preaching the gospel over in Egypt. He was murdered in 100 AD. That is on the research I was doing, because I was trying to find out what happened to him. But my point is this. He saw Jesus face to face. Now, he carried the cross straight to Golgotha. No one else was there to help, but he took it up there. Now, I believe God gave the strength to do what? To carry that cross. But who is going to carry your cross? That is the question this morning. That was the end of Simon. We never heard anything more about it. But guess what? Jesus is carrying the weight of everybody. Eventually, Jesus was also carrying the cross of Simon. So this morning, as the year almost is over, 2024 is just around the corner. Who is going to carry your cross? I pray to God that you let Jesus carry your cross and be at peace. The cross symbolizes few things. The cross is for us in our place, on behalf. John 1:29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The cross brings peace, reconciliation, and unity. Colossians 1:20 says, "And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." The cross is the marching order for Christians. Why are you called Christian? Galatians 2 verse 20 says, "I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The cross conquers sin and death. Colossians 2 verse 14, "Having stood opposite to us, he took it away, nailed it to the cross." Also, the cross represents humility. the human race. Romans 14, verse 11. It is written, as sure as I live, say the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess. On your screen there, we have John Newton. This is a little bit sensitive. It touches a little bit to many directions. But God leads people in a different way. You see, John Newton was an English slave trader who became an Anglican minister, a hymn writer, later noted abolitionist. Newton is best known for the hymn Amazing Grace. He also wrote the book Thoughts Upon the African Slave Trade, a graphic account of his experience aboard a slave ship that concluded repented confession of his personal involvement in the trade. Later, he was ordained as a Church of England cleric, served as parish priest. You see, when John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, it's been a lot of questions. Where did he get the melody? He'd been a researcher, I believe, in the Library of Congress. The author of Amazing Grace is John Newton. The melody maker is unknown. Now, very interesting. John Newton, somehow, the relationship to Dr. David Livingstone. Those who have been around the world, the melody maker, they say, one of the slave ships which were carrying slaves, he heard the sound on the bell of the ship. People humming, but not singing. People humming, but not singing. Amazing Grace. So those have been around the world, especially the island of Zanzibar. This is Dr. David Livingstone. Dr. David Livingstone, he died in Africa. His heart was buried in Zambia, and his body was taken to England. But this man, over in Zanzibar, with another pastor, this is a slave market in Zanzibar. Where this church is built, it was a slave market area. Dr. David Livingstone and another priest, they came to this church, built this church on top where the slave market was. And when you walk in the church, I believe that is Brother David there, it's on the screen, there's a lot of cross in there. Who is carrying your cross? Now, as the slave was coming to the end, the slave market, the British government was involved, so many things were happening. But it is interesting. It is quite interesting because one of the last ship, this is Brother Joe here. He's under the slave market chamber in Zanzibar. where we went to visit this location. And that's why I said John Newton to David Livingstone, to me today and you, who is going to carry your cross? That place in Zanzibar, as I was going to say, the British Army, the last ship which was heading to the sea, it was able to be caught up in the sea. And the Royal Navy was able to rescue most of the slaves who were into that ship. But why am I sharing with you this morning about this message? Who is going to carry your cross? It is because of this photo in front of you. There's a man there. He's in a white cloth. You can see him. He's carrying a baby who have just been rescued. Who is going to carry your cross? When I was there, I looked at that photo, spent almost 45 minutes trying to think what happened. Trying to think, is there still somebody there who is a cross bearer? Is there still someone who can help you carry your cross? This morning I pray to God that the Lord will touch your heart and know that the cross bearer is Jesus. If you give your life to him, somewhere along the way, something's going to happen. Help is on the way. I don't know what you are going through today, but we're facing a lot of challenge. We're in all this together. But know that God loves you and the Lord will help carry your cross. John Newton, as I said, he wrote the song Amazing Grace. The melody maker was unknown. But there in Zanzibar, I came to find out and realize that there was a melody maker on that song, Amazing Grace. So this morning I pray to God that he will bless you. As the year ends, just remember that you're not alone. Help somebody, play your role. Be part of the cross bearer so that you can claim that I was also a cross bearer. This is my message this morning. May God bless you.
Amen.
We're going to sing.